Well, thanks so much for sharing some of the things that have worked with you, in your family, and your insights about, you know, it's not all or nothing, and give yourself grace and make sure you're connecting with God too. Is there anything else that you would say to a mom who is kind of stressed out about Christmas and wanting her kids to know about Jesus, but not wanting it to be like, okay, sit down, be quiet, time to learn?
Yeah. I think what I had to learn to do is just to view our, you know, imparting what you know about Jesus to your kids, view it as the steady drip of an IV than a seasonal dumping. You know, like you won't just dump everything they need to know about God into their lives at Christmas or at Easter. It will just be the steady drip of a 4-minute Bible story when you can, 3 times a week. It will be the steady drip of praying before meals most days. It'll be the steady drip of calling on God out loud when your vehicle slips on the road. You know, I think the most effective thing is just demonstrating your walk with Jesus in front of your kids, not in an artificial way, but just in a real way. My son last night brought home, he shot a paddlefish, like we're in the hunting and fishing, but paddlefish, they have this huge, I don't know, paddle. It's about
like a platypus.
I don't know. It's long. It's about 2 feet long. You'll have to Google it. Somebody put a link.
Paddlefish must know.
The paddlefish. So anyway, you know, instead of to preserve the animal or commemorate your fishing trip, they will take the paddle and I don't know how to say this, but mount it or, you know, display the paddle. And what it is the most beautiful, intricate web of cartilage. You would guess it came from a fish. And so when I see stuff like that, when I'm talking about the steady drip of imparting faith, I look at that and I go, can you believe God designed that? Mm-hmm. You know, God designed an intricate web of cartilage that looks strikingly similar to lace.
Wow.
And he put inside the nose of a paddlefish that no one will ever see unless the fish dies and we hang it on the wall.
Yeah.
Wow. Just that's random and weird, but this, when I think of this, you know, how to pass on our faith, I think it just more comes from the daily instead of living your relationship with Christ in front of your kids.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Go on.
Yep, go that's on. Great. And that makes it totally doable, because there was a long time where I thought, you know what, I had to be like a homeschool mom. I mean, I am now, but it wasn't before, and it's not that it's changed that much being a homeschool mom, right? Like, you don't have to be at home with your kids all day to be sharing your faith with your kids.
My kids
didn't matter.
Yeah, and I didn't homeschool my kids, and they all went to public school. And you know, we are responsible for faithfulness before God, raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, but we are not responsible for their choices. They're responsible for their. They must each decide to bow their own knee to Jesus. And it happens at various times in various people's lives. So we trust God with the outcome, and we faithfully do what He's put in front of us.
Absolutely. Yep, that's one of our big values here at Oak Grove Faith, that we are confident that God is calling our kids, and He loves our kids more than we do. So we have to be true to our calling to share Him with our kids, but like you said, we are not responsible for the outcomes. God is, and that actually takes a huge weight off our shoulders.
Like, absolutely,
I don't have to force my kids to be Christians.
I know.
And I love that visual of the drip, because you just think a little drip consistently can fill up a bathtub, can fill up a pool. Yeah. Like, that's it, can be an enormous amount of water over a lifetime.
Yeah.